Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account? Thank you for calling customer support.
80202.
First and last name of the account?
Kipling Garnet.
Okay, will it be under a different name or zip code?
No. I ordered the little tactical backpack, and it said I only had to pay shipping and handling. And I saw the shipping and handling on my bank account, but then I was charged $67 and some odd cents from the same billing that came from you guys, and there's no explanation or why.
Okay, do you have the first six and last four of the card that was charged?
The first what?
The first six and last four of the card that was charged.
Yeah, one second. You need the first what? Six?
The first six four? Digits and the last four digits.
The first six are 419002. And the last four are 6180.
And what's the first and last name?
Kipling Garnet.
Verify your shipping address for security of the account.
Yeah, it's 1801 Chestnut Place, Unit 356, Denver, Colorado, 80202.
Okay, I've located your account for the Factory Direct Savings Store membership and the tackle bag. Looks like when you ordered the tackle bag on July 7th, you paid the shipping and handling for the free product. You also automatically signed up for the Factory Direct Savings Store membership, which they do give you 48 hours to call in to cancel to keep from being a member. Being a member gets you $100.
I didn't see any of that. That must be the fine print.
Being a member gets you a $100 gift card to the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. You'll receive that $100 gift card each month you're enrolled as a member.
Yeah,
and it's,
I did not mean
and
to
it's $67.32 a month.
That's great. I didn't mean to do that. There was no option and never said anything about that when I – all it said was free backpack if you pay shipping and handling. And then I'm sure in the fine print it said something, but can you please cancel that? I thought
okay,
I was
your account
a
has been canceled. You'll get. Well, you did receive. You still receive the tackle bag, and the tackle bag is only $7.95 for shipping and handling, and the tackle bag is
I
free.
I thought I was getting it for $8, not $77. It's okay. Like a piece of shit.
So it was $67.32, and that's not for the tackle bag. That's for the membership.
Right, but it never said anything about a membership.
Even if it doesn't explain it online, it does send you an email the same day the tackle bag is ordered explaining the membership. It does get sent to your spam folder.
Why did it get sent to my spam folder?
I'm not sure, sir, but majority of the customers we get say that it was sent to their spam folder. But your account has been canceled. You'll get an email confirming the cancellation and it stops all future charges. Is there anything else
okay,
I can help
so
you with?
So I just have to eat the $60-something dollars?
Well, you still get your $100 gift card. It's been sent to your email. You need to check your spam folder as well.
So I got charged for a membership, and they're going to send me a $100 gift card that I have to use with you guys? Can you
well,
not
you
just
don't
refund
have to
me?
Use it, but you still will
can
get
you
it.
Just refund me the $67 and take my membership away that I never wanted in the first place?
Well, we can't, sir. The membership has already, the gift card has already been sent, but the membership
okay.
has been canceled to stop all future charges.
So I paid for a membership for like 5 days?
No, sir. The $67.32 is for the $100 gift card for the membership.
None of this came up when it said you get a backpack and all you have to do is pay shipping and handling. It didn't say anything about a membership or a gift card or anything. I didn't get any email. It may be in my spam. I don't know, but this seems very scam-like to me.
It's no scam, sir. Trust me. We get numerous customers, and they say the same thing. Once they check their spam folder, there's the email. Why
right,
does it get sent to the spam? We have no idea.
Yeah, well, I mean, somebody should probably figure that out. That's not very professional.
Well, we just
so
handle the account, sir. We don't handle the emails.
I understand that. So I paid $8 for shipping and handling, and then all of a sudden got a membership, and I'm supposed to know to check my spam folder? Like, that's not very great.
I mean, I'm not sure how everyone else works, but when I check my email, I check my inbox and spam.
Usually everyone else works. When you check your email, it's in there if it's a legit. There's a reason spam is called spam.
Okay.
You know what
your
I'm
account
saying?
Has been canceled, sir. You will receive that email confirming of cancellation and with your gift card. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, no, I'm going to make sure that everyone I talk to writes a bad report about you guys. I'm not trying to attack you. I know you're the middleman.
Oh, no, you're fine, sir.
This
I understand.
This is, like, scam-like. This is not cool. You guys put it on Facebook, take $8, and then charge somebody $70 and then send them a spam email? Come on. That's ridiculous. Do you not agree? Hello?
I'm still here, sir.
Do you not agree that that's a little ridiculous? That you advertise an $8 thing and then you charge somebody $70 and you send them an email to their spam folder?
Well,
like,
it's
that is
not
like the,
directly
that
sent to your
screams.
Spam folder, sir, but sometimes it does get sent to your spam folder.
Right. Well, it never, like, what I'm saying is when I clicked on it, it didn't say anything about a membership or me getting an email or any of that. I know you can't do anything about it, but what I'm saying is this is, it's a little ridiculous to look at my bank account and all of a sudden there's just $70 gone. And I don't know why, and I have to go call you and then check my spam folder to figure out why. That's not how you do business. So I won't be doing business with you guys anymore, and that's a bummer because I liked a lot of what you guys had online. And, you know, I would think that you could probably waive my membership fee if, what was it, like a week and a half ago? So I paid $75 for a week and a half of membership that just got canceled, and I get a $100 gift card that I never asked for. Like, is there a manager I can speak to, or?
All right. Well, it doesn't matter who else you speak with. We all follow the exact same protocol here.
Then why do you have managers? Do you not have a boss?
Sure, one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, I have your call ready to transfer over to my supervisor. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.